Now we have an incident given that reveals to me that God does have a sense of humor, and yet it's a tragic thing, and it reveals that David is a pretty hot-headed man. He's very much of a human being, by the way. And here's an instance. God records that David may be very much at fault, but it's a very interesting incident in a way. And it reveals also the fact that David is a very big-hearted man. Now, let me begin reading chapter 19, verse 1. Now, it came to pass after this that Nahash, the king of the children of Ammon, died, and his son reigned in his stead. Now, Ammon was an enemy of Israel. Now, David didn't want to make war. David's on the defense, as we've seen most of the time, in most of his life, he was. God's man will find himself on the defense. If you notice, when we're put on the armor of God today, what does it do? To march? No, to stand. We're to stand. That's the important thing. The tragedy of the hour is God's people won't stand. Now, David had these enemies, but David wanted to be a friend now of Ammon. And what happened when Nahash died and his son reigned in his stead? David said, I will show kindness unto Hanan, the son of Nahash, because his father showed kindness to me. If you go back in the history of David, you remember that when David crossed over, Ammon was kind to him. And David sent messengers to comfort him concerning his father. So the servants of David came into the land of the children of Ammon, the Hanan, to comfort him. Now notice what happened. But the princes of the children of Ammon said to Hanan, Thinkest thou that David doth honor thy father, that he hath sent comforters unto thee? Are not his servants come unto thee for to search and to overthrow and to spy out the land? Now you see, this is a pretty serious charge, that these men, apparently young men, that are around the new king, they say, David is not your friend. He wasn't a friend of your father. And these are spies. Now, what did they do? Wherefore, Hanan took David's servants and shaved them. Now, that was a disgrace for a Jew. He was told never to trim his beard, you remember. And he shaved these, and he cut off their garments in the midst, hard by their buttocks, and sent them away. And believe me, that's embarrassing, friend. You can imagine these fellows. That was not a day of nudism, and they were pretty embarrassed, you know, to make a public appearance. And so, actually, this was an insult. This is an insult you can't pass by. But David's a red-headed fellow. He's hot-headed. And notice, then there went certain and told David how the men were served. And he sent to meet them. These men, they wouldn't come back into the presence of David. They wouldn't come into Jerusalem. They are not only embarrassed, they're disgraced. And in their shame, they are not going to make a public appearance. And David knew that. And David went to see them. He sent to meet them, for the men were greatly ashamed. And the king said, Tarry at Jericho until your beards be grown, and then return. Go into retirement here. Stay here until your beards grow out again. And then, of course, you're going to have to get a new uniform. I want to tell you, they were disgraced. And they were disgraced. And when the children of Ammon saw that they had made themselves odious to David, you see, word got back. He said, you ought to hear what David said when you did this to his servant. Hanan and the children of Ammon sent 1,000 talents of silver to hire them chariots and horsemen out of Mesopotamia, out of Syria, Maacah, and out of Zobah. Now, you see, instead of David being the one who wanted to make war, this new king wanted to. He wanted to demonstrate that he could overthrow David. And so now, knowing that what he's done, and I'm confident he knew what the outcome would be, that he is disgraced. In fact, it's an insult to the nation of Israel and an insult to David, the thing that he's done. He knew that. And now he sends and hires an army from Syria to help Ammon to overcome David, you see.